Abba, I am so glad that you are the Lord God of the armies, of all that is going through in the spiritual realm, all that is going around us down here. I'm so glad, Father, for your faithfulness and your goodness, for the mightiness of your name and your power. Lord, we stand and we hang on to your name. We thank you for the eternal record of your faithfulness and for what you have for those who love you and serve you, God. Thank you for your grace. Oh, how we need your grace and your mercy, Father. Lord, this next section really is about battling through. The pain is real, the uncertainty, the length of the ordeal are frightening at times. I'm lifting up Neil and Tony and Amanda and Rod. Neil, Father, who is, as you know, in the midst of his radiation treatments and later going to have to follow up with chemo. So far, Father, we thank you that you have kept him. He has not had any bad side effects, but we've been told by the doctors that that sometimes happens after a couple more weeks, but we're asking for your strength and your mercy for him, Lord God, and through all the subsequent chemo phases that he will have to go through. And for Tony, Lord, 8 weeks in hospital rehab facilities and still there, Lord, being non-responsive for many, many, many days, losing mobility in her body, type 1 diabetes, COPD, serious, serious infection. But you, God, but you have been bringing her to the point of being alert, being able to use her hands and her arms, and now going through therapy for the mobility in her legs, and the infection seemingly subsided. Thank you, Abba. And for Amanda, God, we don't know your ways, God, but we do believe in you and trust in you and your decisions and how you do things. You know we have prayed for her. Oh, beloved prayer partners, this is Amanda, who is 6 months pregnant, or was, and she had started chemo, which meant she gave an early birth, but the baby only lasted 3 days. She is a believer, and she is married and has a 2-year-old. So, Lord, you know, we ask for your help, your love, your life. You are the King of life and sustainer of life. That you would be over and on this dear sweet woman. And for Rod, Lord, for the lengthy bone marrow transplant treatment regimen that he's been on, Lord, we're asking for more strength for him as he goes through the last part of this. And we're so grateful that his wife, Gia, is able to be with him and stand with him faithfully, loving you. And all of these people know you and love you, and they're seeking your face, Father God. Father, I pray over each one of them. Neil with his cancer, Tony with all of her medical issues, Amanda with her stage 4 breast cancer, and Rod with his bone marrow transplant. Psalm 93:1-2. The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed and encircled himself with strength. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. Your throne, O Lord, is established from of old. You are from eternity. May the power and the goodness, the holiness of who you are, Lord God, may it rise up in all of these people, Lord, each one. May they cling to your name, Emmanuel, God with us. May they cling to your name, El Shaddai, the Almighty One, the Sufficient One, because they will then remember that they will lack nothing. You will not be late. You will not be early. You will not be short of something. You are all sufficient. Everything they need for their situation, for their health, their life, their families, their strength, their courage, to go on, the endurance, and for the reprieve that they need, for the relief that they need. You are all these things, for you are King of life and the sustainer of life. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you in the mighty and holy name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, the name above all names.